Nigeria Info, Lagos, good morning to you. How are you? It's 1st of June. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday this month. If it's anniversary that you're celebrating, happy anniversary to you. If it's Konkon Bilo, you're celebrating, happy Konkon Bilo. Whatever it is, that's what I'm saying. Whatever it is that you're celebrating this month, happy celebrations to you. Before we go into it, I'd like to also congratulate Blessing Naya. You played the treasure hunt this morning and you've won yourself 5,000 naira. Blessing Naya is in Ekosi here in Lagos. And congratulations to you, Blessing. You've won 5,000 naira on the treasure hunt for the morning crossfire. Treasure hunt will be back on What's Up Lagos, Sunnyside, and on Hard Facts. So others can win 5,000 naira as well on the show today. Now, initially, we had planned to talk about the party primaries all week, but as it is right now, the enforcement, the effect of the ban is today, and we have to talk about it. We just have to, because it's big, it's huge, and it's very, very important. Let's have you know that our reporters are everywhere in town, and we have them on standby as we speak. Nena will be our first port of call this morning. Nena, let me speak to you very quickly. Good morning to you. Inenna, good morning. Inenna, can you hear me? Inenna can't hear me for some reason. We'll try and get back to Inenna. But while we await to get back to Inenna, let's quickly speak with Jessica. Jessica is on the line already with us. Let's quickly talk to her. Jessica, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you, Jessica? How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you tell us exactly where you are and what you can observe around you? Are the Okadas out today?
What am I thinking of this?
This is Sheriff. You are live on the radio. Apologies for that. I should have introduced myself. Oh.
Oh. Okay, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. Thank you. Jessica, can you tell us exactly where you are and what can you observe, really? Oh, I can't hear Jessica again anymore. Hopefully, we'll get them back on the line. But let me quickly run this by the Lagos very quickly. The ban on Okada takes effect today. And I'm asking, what are your plans in moving around for today? Do you have any extra special plan? Are you doing carpooling with your friends to go to work today? Or you plan to trek for you to get to work today? I'm just really, really curious because about 2 weeks ago, May 18th, to be precise, it was on a Wednesday, the Lagos State Governor, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, in a special directive to the Commissioner of Police, Area Commanders and Divisional Police Officers, DPOs, at the State House in Alausa, declared a total ban on operation of commercial motorcycles that we all call Okada in six local government areas. Let me give you the stats so that you have an idea. After a critical review, according to the governor, of restriction on Okada activities in the first six in the six local government areas where we restricted them on February 1, 2020, we have seen that the menace has not abated. We are now directing a total ban on Okada activities across the highways and the bridges within these six local government areas and their local council development areas effective from June 1. According to the governor said this is a phased ban. We're embarking on this period, and we expect that within this short while, when this ban will be enforced, Okada riders in other places where their activities are yet to be banned can find something else to do. We have given the notice now, and we expect all commercial motorcycles plying the routes in the listed councils and areas to vacate the highways before enforcement begins. The enforcement will be total. That is what the governor said in that particular broadcast. You may ask what led to the ban. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on as to what may have led to the ban. But let me tell you about, I need to run you to announce the restriction order on Okada. At that time, he warned the riders never to operate between the hours of 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. each day. That was in 2006 during Bola Tinubu. Now, we need to chronicle this so that you know the struggle of Lagos State with Okada riders. So you understand that there's been a struggle since 2006. Fast forward to 2012, while former governor Fashola was in the office, a total ban on Okada was issued. Now, the governor at that time, Fashola, warned the operators not to go anywhere near some streets and highways. I told you, there are about over 400 roads then. And Lagos has about 9,200 roads. But this was Fashola in 2012. In 2017, when former governor Akumi Ambodi assumed office again, the Okada men were restricted from plying some listed major highways and bridges in the state. At that time, and even till now, only motorbikes with engine capacity above 200cc were allowed to operate. The riders were majorly private bike owners and dispatch men as well, who must not be seen carrying a passenger. You must carry your box, not the passenger. Are you with me? In January of 2020, Governor Sanwo-Olu first banned the activities of Okada and even tricycle operators in 15 local government areas and LCDAs. And he also banned them on 10 major highways and 40 bridges and flyovers. Yes, add flyovers, yes, across the state. At that time, the ban became effective from February 1, 2020. Now, all of these restrictions, all of these bans have failed. That is why we are here today. I'm going to quickly speak with Emmanuel to get a report. Emmanuel, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you, Emmanuel? Emmanuel is one of our lead correspondents. Where are you today, and what can you tell us?
Okay, so I've moved around Victoria, Ireland, starting from the front of the hospital close to where you have the Fidelity Bank.
Okay.
You know, that's opposite Oriental Hotel. I've moved from that area down to Echo Hotel roundabout, and I've not seen any commercial motorcycle in sight.
Okay.
The only ones I've seen so far are the ones with uniform with police officers on them. But the police officers are well seated, meaning that they have their full uniform on with their shoes, and not just what you normally see other times where they have just their face cap or an emblem, a t-shirt with their emblem on it.
Okay.
These ones, they are fully kitted with their shoes on.
Okay.
I can see two right now passing just in front of me. They have their bags on, they have their beret on. So yeah, they're fully kitted on their uniform.
Have you seen any member or a group of task force of the anti-Okada squad?
No. I think it's going to take a while for them to actually move from place to place because they're trying to go together as a team.
Okay.
You know, to enforce this because remember the last time that what happened at Ojo, why they went for enforcement, you know, they were attacked. And probably to prevent a repeat of that, they want to go as a squad. I'm thinking that probably they'll divide themselves into probably three or four squads,
okay,
and, you know, to get to a place at a time. But
okay.
I don't think they will just come in a force of maybe one or two or three trucks.
Mm.
So I don't think they're making use of that plan today. I think they're trying to move together, you know. Yesterday they had a show of force,
okay,
you know, where they moved together in their numbers, and I think that is probably what they intend to do as well today.
Indeed. Emmanuel, keep an eye, and please keep an eye out for everybody, and please be safe. Stay safe, okay?
Yes, sure.
All right. Emmanuel Onwuka, one of our lead reporters, giving us some live report from the field. Now, before I come and take your own report, because you're also our eyewitness reporters this morning, let me have you know that about 1,712 accidents have been recorded in Lagos in the first quarter of this year. Out of this figure, out of these 1,712 accidents, about 45%, to be very precise, 767 of the accidents were caused by Okada. 767 were caused by Okada. And this is not to say that, you know, other mode of transportation like Korokwe or private vehicle or Danfos or what's it called? What are they? BRT buses are not involved in accidents on the roads. Well, this is just to bring perspective to, you know, why this is pertinent, why this is necessary. All right, let me come to you now and hear your reaction to this ban and how the enforcement is going wherever you are in Lagos and what your plans are in moving around in any part of Lagos. In the affected local government areas in Lagos. We have six of them, as a matter of fact. Let me come to you now. 0700-993-993-993 or 1-465-71904. Female callers. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp this morning. You can also watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube as well. You can drop your comment with us right there on those two platforms. And if you're on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM is how you can reach us. We're going to start with Benga, who is reaching out to us this morning. Benga, good morning to you.
Hey, Mr. Benga.
Yes, Kurudi. You're welcome.
See, the people that I'm talking, the enforcer, they are the one writing it now. So the law does not concern them. This is what we are talking. The people who are the enforcer, they are the one violating the law now. Even if being you army, being you police, are we not citizens? It is not blood and fight all of us. That's why we're talking this morning that these people are the one that will both of us violate the law. Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you too, Mr. Gwenga. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please, good morning.
How are you? This is Abiodun calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You see, Sheriff, I want to appeal to every one of us. In a situation like this, we need to also ensure that we cooperate with the government.
Mm-hmm.
There is always, when you play side by side, the advantage or the advantages of this Okada and compare it with the evil it has brought upon us as a people, you will realize that we should just let it go.
Okay.
As I speak with you right now,
mm-hmm.
I personally know individuals who have either died or have lost one of their legs as a result of this issue. Not to even talk about the security menace aspect of it. For me, the Lagos State government should be resolute on this.
Okay.
And they should go all out to implement this.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Okay, eventually we lost that. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. You're not ready. We'll take another one. Good morning to you. We lost that as well, so we're going to take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Amarula on the line.
Welcome.
Yeah. My take on the Okada ban is, number one, insecurity. You understand? And the Okada people, they should just ban them finally. Nothing like selecting local government. Mm. They should just ban them finally. Because it's insecurity. I won't lie to you. Thanks. That's my take on it.
Thank you to you for sharing your thought. Folon Osho Ade on our live stream on Facebook says, as of this morning, Okada riders with passengers were seen still doing business at Ikeja along to CMS. Okay, Ikeja at CMS. All right. I'm going to take another one here from Andy. Andy says, hope this enforcement does not exclude military officers who ply the expressway with their bikes. Andy Martins, thank you for sharing that. Kayode on Facebook says, banning Okada is not the problem, but are our roads in good condition? What is the replacement for the Okada people? What do you mean replacement? For the people, okay. Perhaps you're talking about, you know. Okay, that's gone. Let's see who we've got here now. We're going to quickly go to our live stream on YouTube and see if we can take some messages here on our live stream on YouTube. Boyega says Okada was banned in Kano up to date, and there is no issue about that. Adetunde says we must. Adetunde. Okay, I think he's talking about another thing entirely. Well, thank you for sharing your thought, Adetunde. Thank you, appreciate it. Now I'm gonna head now and take Nena, who is perhaps one of our reporters that is out there. Okay, we lost Nena's call again, so we're gonna hang up and take another call from Lagos. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm Rosemary by name, calling from Apapa.
Good to have you.
Yeah. For Apapa, the place, the whole place is calm. I'm okay. Just walking around the street. Okay. Just went to find out exactly what is happening.
Okay.
So Apapa is calm for now.
Are there Okada riders?
Yeah. There is no Okada.
Oh, no Okada
in Apapa for
okay.
now.
Okay. And you have yeah. not. You can't see them anywhere gathered or planning to protest or anything.
No, there's nothing like that. The okay. only gathering that I'm seeing is students and workers. There is no motor. No, they're using all these bikes to go to work, and yeah. students using to go to school. All these Okada things. So
right.
no Okada. So everywhere is stuck with passengers. No, many of them, they are trekking.
Oh, okay.
But the only thing I can see now is that all these policemen, they are the one going with the bike, with their uniform.
The policemen?
So all the military ones, they are the one now on okay. uniform with the bike.
Okay.
So how can we work with these kind of people? Because they are the one now to arrest people, they are the one using the bike, and other people are suffering. So we should all be a partaker of this issue.
Are they carrying anybody?
They are not carrying anybody, just with their bag,
okay.
their whatever. They're on their uniform, their shoe, their cap, everything. Anything they are carrying, they have their student back behind them.
Okay.
No human being.
All right. Rosemary, thank you for the report. Appreciate it. On our Facebook live stream, Atanda says there is no doubt that the impromptu ban on Okada riders and transportation would cause serious acute problem to the populace at large. Imagine the population in Lagos compared to the transportation available. It's better if there is technical approach to regulate the Okada. All right, you mean technological approach. Okay, all right. Tunde says, I think the ban around Ikeja and environs should be suspended because of the traffic issue the construction of the blue line has created. Tunde Adeoye is dropping that on our live stream on Facebook. Tunde, thank you. Let me jump on another call quickly. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, please.
Good yes, morning. Please. Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm from Igodo here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a ban of Okada. Lagos should just come to, let the state government ban Okada.
Okay.
There is nobody in Lagos that had not experienced one attack or the other on Okada, riders.
That's not true.
Okay. Now, there are some areas within my area, within Isheri, going towards Egbeda there.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the kind of Okada, the population of Okada there, you will be amazed that if there's any trouble, and even these Okada riders, majority of them are not, they are from the north. Okay? So if Lagos State must ban, let them ban. In Kaduna, they ban Okada. Nothing happened there. In Kano, they ban Okada. There's nothing wrong there. The community themselves can also have their own Okada. The CDA should invest on Okada. They will be calling their people. Instead of waiting for the government to do what? To ban. Let the government ban. Let the CDA have their own Okada. That is my take, please.
Thank you for sharing in. Appreciate it. I really do. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Did you hear him? Did you just hear that? Because they are from North, they should ban them. It is just unfortunately. I agree with the government 100% to ban Okada. In the major road and in this local government, this local council. But you cannot say maybe because the perception that these people are from one part of the country, then they should be banned. Are they not Nigerians? These people were displaced from their house in the northeast and northwest because of the bandits and Boko Haram. If they go to Europe, they can get asylum. So what are we talking about? If government have to have a major policy, I think they should consider people. Are they telling me that it's only people from the north are doing Okada in this Lagos? Yeah, so there are other people who are doing it. All
I agree.
All these people who are collecting their money from them are not from north. So what are we talking about? Nobody is against what government is doing, but people who are agreed to abide by the law, to walk inside the street, they should allow them.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. And just so we are clear, yeah, the police, the army, they are exempt from the ban. Let me repeat again. I said this earlier at 6. They're exempt from the ban. As long as they are well kitted. That's why you see them in their full uniform and whatever. Yeah, that's why you see them, because they are exempt from the ban. Okay. I hope that is clear now. And they must not carry people. Those are the conditions for them to use their bikes. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Let me go to WhatsApp, because our break is almost here. So I will take a few WhatsApp messages before the break very quickly now. This individual says, this is very long, Johnson. I'm just going to take a part of it, okay? Johnson says, please, I want to ask... Johnson, we've since moved away from this. We're not talking about this at all. But let me skip to this part where he said, I just passed Third Mainland Bridge. Unlike before, I didn't see any bike man other than dispatch riders. My concern is that government didn't provide alternative means of transportation, because in a way, Okada riders are helpful sometimes in some areas. Johnson, thank you for your thought. And you should know that the ban is not in all local government areas of the state, even though the governor said it's a phased ban, which means it will eventually be total across the state. Eventually, if anything, the governor said what the governor said is anything to go by. It's time for our break. When we return, we'll talk some more. Stay here with me.
We report, you decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people, for personal, religious, whatever reasons, who do not want to take a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I think they have the right.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire. It's the first day of the Okada ban in 6 LGAs in Lagos. Enforcement is our key focus, and of course, how you plan on moving around the city that quite a number of people use this mode of transportation to get around, owing to the fact that the city is almost constantly on a lockdown due to traffic jam everywhere. And if you use the waterways, tell us. If you're now using the waterways, tell us your experience if you've used it today. All right? Okay. Now, I'm going to start taking your reactions from our social media platforms. We're going to start this round from Twitter to take some thoughts off of Twitter this morning on our conversation today. So I'm going to take this one there that says... No way. So I'm seeing some funny looking thing. It is not Okada. It is not Okada. It has three wheels. So I don't know what to call it. Somebody sent me a picture now and said, trust Lagosians to always improvise. You can go to our Twitter page to go check it out at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. It's not Okada. It has three wheels, so I don't know who would arrest this one now, whether they would Okay, let's move on to another tweet. Murphy says, transport fare has increased already, brother. It's times two of what it used to be. Murphy, thank you for sharing that information. Okay, let me take another one here that says, his name is Elemiluma Last. The Okada ban should be upheld. Government should make our roads pedestrian friendly. Uniformed men flout the rule by carrying people, and before you know it, Okada riders are back on the road. Rebel Geek says the ban is unrealistic. The government should provide adequate mass transit first, and no one will have a need to be on the bike. Lagos has a transportation problem. Fix that first, please. Rebel Geek sent that on Twitter. And back to WhatsApp right now. I'm going to take a few from WhatsApp. Let's take this one here that says, his name is Emeka from Festac. I've been calling to add my voice, but not going through. Let me say that the ban on Okada ban is long overdue. I commend the governor for this and pray that this will be totally enforced. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To those who are against it, I can only tell them that there is no sentiment in leadership. All right, Emeka, thank you for sharing this. I'm going to jump on another one quickly now. Papa T said I should call him Papa T. Papa T says, please, is Adeni Jones Ogba not under Ikeja? Because I'm seeing some bike men with riders. Of course, Adeni Jones is under Ikeja. This person says, though giving the officers priority is allowed, but in the Papa Ajegunle boundary, Marine Beach, non-officers are seen riding with passengers and some carrying personnel. This will ruin the plan. I agree. If it falls under the affected local government. Yes. Nadozie Ozioma says, please, it says it won treasure hunt on where? If you've won treasure hunt, don't worry. You'll be paid. You'll be paid. Those on Monday will be paid today. If you won on Monday, yeah. But if you won last week, everybody has been paid. Talk back from Nigeria, me fellow, says, please, does the ban affect the highways? So let me clarify something, because this complaint, it keeps coming through, right? There is an existing ban on all highways and bridges. That one is everywhere. You don't have to, your area doesn't have to belong to this six before that. So when you see police officers arresting Okada riders on highways, yes, they can arrest them. If they're applying highways one way and bridges, yes, they can be arrested anywhere in Lagos. That one is still in force. I hope we're clear now. Because I've seen messages this morning already, people complaining that their areas are not included, but police are arresting them on some major roads. Yeah, if these roads are highways, yes, they can be arrested. Yes, absolutely. Good morning to you. Morning.
Morning.
You're gonna have to call me back, please. When you're calling, please be ready to contribute. I shouldn't be waiting for you, because there are others you're making to wait, and that's a colossal one second. You know, it's a big waste. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, right now I'm around that Akowonjo route, Lagos Adeputa Expressway.
Okay.
So, but I'm still seeing some, Okada, this commercial motorcyclists and all that. Mm-hmm. Although it's just basically stated as part of the city local government.
Yeah.
But please, I appeal to the government, yes, and even Governor Sanwo-Olu, to bring it down, not even to the city local government,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, to bring it down right now, as far as possible. Then secondly, for those who are saying it will bring hardship and all that, see, it's because majority of us, even as people also, we are lazy as well. Mm. You see some people, you have a place distance of about 1 or 2 hours. You'll be waiting until 30 minutes before you leave your house, believing that, I mean, you just fly to Okada and the next 30 minutes you get there. I mean, we need to give ourselves self-discipline. If we ourselves, we ourselves as commuters, we make ourselves a bite to the people. We have that kind of self-discipline.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a limit to how far this guy, I mean, could thrive. Mm. Like people have already said, in Kaduna, I've been there. I'm telling you. I mean, if all these things, I mean, are not longer in place, I've been phased out. I mean, why have we found ourselves? Why have we gotten ourselves into this extent?
Mm.
And now, when the government has now defined, woken up from their slumber, because that's what I would say, because this thing has been there for long.
Yeah.
It's just because the government has not been woken up from
right.
their slumber.
Right.
I mean, we should, if you want to blind the eyes, let it blind it completely. And let's make it sustainable.
That's
we don't
Yoruba
want it to
proverb.
Be an impulse thing, probably maybe because of what happened in Lekki or things like that. No, it should be an impulse reaction.
Thank
it should
you.
Be an intentional one.
Thank you.
If everybody, you bring hardship, those Okada people, they have something they are doing before. But because it's thrive, none of them don't pay tax. They don't do anything. They don't pay rent. They don't.
Thank
I
you.
Mean,
thank
get something
you.
To do for yourself.
Thank you for calling me. I'm going to speak to Joy now. Joy, hi.
Hello. Fine. Good morning.
Morning to you.
See, let this governor not listen to those who are complaining.
Mm.
There is no Okada in the Edo State again. We trek.
Mm.
They complain and complain. They not fed up and begin to find means to walk.
Mm.
Walk some walk and enter transport. That is it. Let him not listen to anybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you too for calling me. On Facebook live stream, Vegilo says, thank God no ban in Shomoluo. Okay. NBC says Okada should also be banned in Amuwadofin. That axis is notorious for lawlessness. That's NBC on Facebook. Ben is here on Facebook, and Ben says Ogun State will suffer most. All of them have relocated to Ogun State, but Lagos will not be safe. Even the so-called Yeye. Okay. I'm going to stop there. Ben. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cross over now. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you can see live videos of what the town, some areas of Lagos look like. We have some live feed for you on our live stream. I can see some last mile buses already in plain sight. I could also see some bike men in these areas. And people, a lot of people are trekking. Lots of people are trekking today. You can go watch for yourself. Quite a number of people are trekking. You can check it out on our Facebook live stream and our YouTube live stream. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join the live broadcast on those two platforms. I'm going to get back to telephone. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, please, good morning. But what's your name?
This is Mr. Yeni from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Sheriff. You know, this issue of Okada, governments are playing politics with the issue of Okada in Lagos. The reason why I said this is that if government would want to ban Okada totally in Lagos, it's very easy.
Hmm.
It's a matter of banning the importation. And banning the importation of Okada parts into Lagos. You understand what I'm saying? If you ban importation of Okada, give me 6 months, you won't see Okada in Lagos again. Let them not bring Okada into, import Okada into Lagos. And not collect, they said they ban Okada, you are collecting duty. So what about the people who are importing it? That they are making money on it, they are bringing it into Lagos every day in, day out. And you say you ban Okada. I don't want them to make you to get their money. If government wants to ban Okada, let them ban importation of Okada. There was a state recently. They say nobody should bring Okada.
But Lagos State government cannot ban importation.
They can't. They can restrict importation of Okada into Lagos.
No, they can't.
If you import it, take it to then take it to.
Exactly. But it will still come to Lagos. That's what I'm saying. It will still have to come through Lagos. Let me speak to Ngozi very quickly. Ngozi, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm in total support of the ban.
Okay.
But as I said earlier, I would appreciate the total ban.
Mm.
There is no Okada in most of the northern states. There is no Okada in Enugu. There is no Okada in Anambra.
Mm.
And people have been surviving. I don't know why we always excuse every slightest thing. But when the problem comes, we push it back to the government.
Right.
My problem is just the enforcement. That's where I have problem. We have cases where and start collecting money from these guys.
Yeah.
And once you start seeing something like that, the implementation becomes very difficult.
Mm.
I would also prefer the government to set up another body to monitor what the police does with deceased bikes.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ngozi, for calling me. I'm going to go to our live stream on YouTube right now where we're showing you clips of some areas that our reporters have been to this morning. While you're watching, let me take this message. Olukayode says, I saw the task force on Awolowo Road at about 7:50 a.m. Today. They are moving in a team of about 15 hillocks with fully armed police officers of an average of 12 men. Thank you for the report, Olukayode. You've done really, really well. Cyrus says the Okada ban is really not well thought through. People who are rendered jobless will be idle hands for the devil's workshop. Cyrus sent that in. If you make yourself available to the devil, then you'll be making yourself available for incarceration, basically. Henry says, please, the governor should ban it in Shomolu because those banned in other areas will come down to your area, mm-hmm. Making it unsafe for us, please. Henry, thank you, and your concerns are quite valid. Good morning to you. Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Harry, please. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
This is Alunga speaking.
Welcome.
Yeah. I want to just quickly create a explain to you that the people that are saying that Okada has been banned in Edo State is a misinformation.
Information. Okay.
Maybe it is just in Benin City.
Mm.
In Ekpoma and the other areas of Edo State, Okada still operates very, very well.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Because I know that for sure. So maybe it's just in Edo State. But in any case,
in Benin.
Mm. But in any case, I really want to say kudos to the government of Lagos State for taking this great boldness. And I strongly believe that this time around is going to work.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling me, Mrs. Alunga. Let's see who he's there. Good morning to you.
Yes, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just, when I dropped my kids at school, I just drove around a little bit.
Okay.
You know, within my vicinity,
Obusanya,
Bori Thomas, Marsha. The problem I have now is my friends at the Bori Thomas police station.
Okay.
If the police people are still riding Okada wearing police uniform, I mean, not the actual police uniform, maybe a t-shirt or a polo written police on it, then it defeats the purpose.
Mm.
The DP of Bori Thomas police station, you should listen to me. This is Kelvin talking. You're my friends, all of you there.
Hmm.
Talk to your men. They should not break this law and allow people to, you know, lynch on it and start breaking the law that is already in place. If the DPO, if the police people are wearing t-shirt black, and doing this and breaking the law, then there's, what's the essence of binding this? We are back to square one. So the DPO of Bori Thomas, I'm begging you this morning, do the needful and talk to your men. They should not break the law. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Let's go take some comments off of Facebook live stream. Tunde Adeoye says, Sheriff, do you know BRT operation is reduced to 25% cost of diesel? And that was an alternative to movement. I totally feel that, really. I mean, if BRT buses have been reduced drastically because of unavailability of diesel, that's the fuel that they use. And then we now have a Okada ban. Yes, I get where you're going with that. Really, I do. Adek says, banning Okada is not the alternative because it will affect the masses in other ways. Adek on Facebook sent that. Abalola is also here on Facebook and he says, FG should support state government to ban Okada or state capital from... What are you saying? Okay, you are saying that all states, especially their capital, the capital of all states, should enforce the ban on Okada. All right. Okay. Let's see how that goes. It's 8:50. I'm going to take another call before we go back to WhatsApp to take some messages on WhatsApp. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah, quickly, thank God the lady corrected that of Edo State. Just the capital. I live in Benin some time ago. And the population of Edo State, if you put it side by side, I take a Lemosho and one local government, put it together. And it would be very wrong for you to compare commercial capital, compare it with Kano. Though Kano, they have population, compare it with Kaduna, Edo State, and Enugu. I think it's wrong. To enforce it is okay. I'm not saying you should not enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is that you look at the economy benefits. That is why I say regulation is key.
Okay.
Regulate the sector.
All right, that's noted. Let's leave that. You said that earlier. Good morning to you.
To enforce it.
Morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I don't think there's any reason for us to have Okada or those bikes, riders.
Okay.
We've established the fact that most of them don't even have an address.
Mm.
We've established the fact that most of them are foreigners, not even just northerners.
Mm.
They're foreigners. And some other tribes also use Okada and as business. And then the fact is that the government should also bring out that BRT. They commissioned one on Airport Road, and they've never given us one ride. You know, I live around that area.
Okay.
Please tell them to. They've commissioned the station. Okay. They should please bring it, because when they bring it out, the people that come out from Ejibo, Mafuluko, Ajao, they can now use it to, you know, go to where they are going to. But before the advent of Okada, we were all trekking. Please, let's trek. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Thank you for calling me. Now, let's go to WhatsApp and take some WhatsApp messages very quickly now. Let's see who is here. Tokpe from Ajeromi Ifedodun says, please, does the ban affect the highways as in express road? Of course, yes, it does. Tokpe, thank you. Let's take another one here that says, the government banning Okada may not be the solution. How about the people selling the Okada? Why not go after those ones too? Okay, so that's the thing. They can't go after those ones because those ones are not necessarily selling it for you to break the law. Because Okada is still being used in other parts of the country. So, yeah. And you know that Lagos has, you know, the ports that these things coming through. Yeah. Let's take another one. Okay. You're responding to another caller. So I'm going to skip that. With the influx of Okada into the local government, that the ban, I don't understand the local government you're saying, but perhaps you need to resend and let me know exactly what you're talking about. Razak Seriki from Songwater says it should be a total ban. Kano did it, nothing happened. They should relocate to another state. All right, Razak, thank you. Let me see if we can squeeze in Kenny's own. Kenny says Okada is a sign of retrogression and it's an indictment on government's transportation policies. Kenny sent that. Kenny, thank you for sharing your thought. It's a developing story, no doubt about it. We'll bring you more updates on the enforcement as we have our reporters scattered across Lagos. The newsroom is working tirelessly to make sure that we bring you real-time update on what is going on out there. Even though some messages have been flying around about a planned protest, a planned disruption of activities in the state, but the state government has said it should calm down, that they're in total control of things. The police command in the state also have said that it should calm down, that they're in total control of things. And that we've gotten reports this morning, even from a listener who gave us reports about citing the task force in Awolowo Road area. So basically, just be very security conscious wherever you go today and plan your movement accordingly. And this is me appealing to business owners as well. Perhaps it's time to give some concessions. Perhaps it's time to make some plans for your workforce as well, for them to be able to move around in the state capital. All right. That's our show today. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll be back tomorrow on the radio at 5 a.m. For another day's Morning Crossfire. I'm on social media, on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri, on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri. Daily Digest Repeat is coming up at the top of the hour after the news. Good morning to you.
Never leave home without a peak protein breakfast.
Start every day with a peak breakfast enriched with protein to keep
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.